Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer of Experiencing Real Life, heard every single day on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, is 35% the new credit card interest rate norm? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Listen, if you've got a question for me, I've got an answer, and a way to get answers is going to prudentmoney.com and send the question in via email. There's a spot to do that. And if you have more to it than just one, a couple emails can answer your question, go ahead and book some time on my calendar, and we can have a phone call and get you taken care of that way. There's no costs or no strings or anything like that, just a way to get information. And that's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Hey, I want to make sure that you know about the webinar that will be tomorrow. We're doing this at noon, and right in the middle of the day, so 30 minutes max. And we did the same exact webinar on Tuesday, had a great turnout, and it looks like we're going to have a really good turnout tomorrow. Of course, the great thing about webinars is that it's unlimited as far as people that can see it at any given time. But I think this is important because, to me, I am seeing risk everywhere. We're going to talk about that a little bit today and talk about the pressure on the consumer. And the problem that you've got is everything looks, there's always risk, always risk in the markets. But, you might be looking at it as, but nothing's falling apart. Everything is kind of still on a trajectory of going up. But the thing is, what I'm seeing today, and we'll talk a little bit about this here in a minute, is something that can sneak up on us fast and cause a problem and build and take the risk that's in the market and that grow exponentially. So this is, we're doing this 30 minutes. You're going to teach a couple of concepts that you can take and you can apply to your 401k plan. And, there's also a stewardship aspect of this. And always in the webinars and workshops, we talk about what impact that this has from a stewardship standpoint. And, it's one of these things where I believe we've got to, there's two aspects to stewardship. There's what we put into it, how we work, how we get educated, get up the learning curve, and then there is dependency on God and God taking care of us and God pointing the way and God instructing us and showing and opening doors that we would never be able to open. And then you come to a point to where with, anything with money, you've got to make a decision. And, unfortunately, with money, with stewardship, there's no crystal balls. There's nobody telling the future that you can count on. The only thing you can count on is the trusting relationship that you've got with Christ, and that he will be with you. He will instruct you. And most important, that you get to a point to where God will give you that sense of peace. To me, as long as we're keeping everything in perspective, that is the way to make decisions, not based on a hunch or a well-thought-out decision. Where we got the education, went up the learning curve, coupled with God's sense of peace. That's the way it works. And so we'll tie all that in tomorrow and talk a little bit about that. But excited. It was great yesterday doing the webinar. I love – the only thing I don't like about webinars is that we're not in person. And we're going to have to do something about that because I love to do the workshops and I love to meet you all and talk and it's just a great experience. Anyway, tomorrow, 12 noon, and you can sign up for that at prudentmoney.com. Real easy to do, and I promise you to take something valuable home with you from that webinar. So that's my objective and that's my goal. And if I didn't think I could do it, I wouldn't be asking you to take time out of a busy day to attend this webinar. It's interesting because, you know, with the way that things are today, the trend of working from home, which is maybe a permanent trend in a way of life, makes it easier to do things like this. It makes it easier to take a 30-minute break and to do. In fact, well, one of the things we're looking at, and I would love your opinion and feedback. We're thinking about starting a series of webinars, educationally based webinars, 30 minutes, doing it once a month on money and stewardship, and just teach a concept or two every month. And increase your knowledge and understanding of how money works, with the goal and the intent to be better stewards of what God has blessed us with. And of course, the center of that is that we include God in on that process. And I was thinking about this the other day. Why wouldn't we want to include and depend upon the God who created the stewardship relationship? How you think about it. But go sign up, and that's at 12 noon tomorrow. Okay, it's just unbelievable to me what we're seeing in the economy. I want to talk about this and talk about how things just don't add up. I had a client send me something that was, it showed, she got it in the mail from one of the department stores, and it said the new interest rate was 35%. She didn't have a balance or anything like that, but she was just being notified. 35%. And it's on a department store that I would really refer to as a discount type store, that most of your clientele that's going to shop in there is looking for a deal, looking for something for less money, watching the budget. And 35%. And it's just amazing to me, because who can handle a credit card debt of 35%? You know, I remember back in 2005, 2006, where politicians were crafting a bill called the CARD Act, and they were complaining that credit card companies were charging penalty rates. And the penalty rate is what your credit card interest rate increases to when you're late with a payment, or you break one of their many easy to break rules. And penalty rates were 27-28%. 35% for just using the card. I went and I checked Dillard's. Just randomly checked what their credit card interest rate was. 30%. It's absolutely gotten completely out of control. But this is what this is what businesses are saying to consumer. They're saying, and this is what I'm reading into it, is they're saying that in order for us to take the risk, we've got to charge 35%. That's what risk costs today. Just unbelievable. And I've said this many times, I'll say it again. I think that department stores and businesses are making a colossal mistake by letting this happen. Because at what point does the consumer just say, hey, I can't do this? Here, put your credit card back. I'm defaulting on that. And I'm not saying people should do it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I'm not going to be surprised if it happens. Because people are going to get to a point where they just go, I can't do it anymore. I'm broke. I need to feed my family. I need to do things, keep the car running so I can get to... I think we're more in that environment than anybody in the media wants you to imagine, wants you to know. I believe that things are declining. Because the consumer is such a good proxy for what's in store for the future, for the economy. And I got to tell you, it doesn't look that good. I have accumulated several different statistics and of what's going on. And I think that you'll agree, certainly doesn't make sense given what's coming out of Washington, what the optics that they want you to believe. So we'll see. I'd say 35% on a department store credit card was just absolutely nuts. So we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. We are up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back. This is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, I think that I am like most people when it comes down to webinars. Find a webinar that I know I should sign up to watch. I sign up for it, and then I let another task prevent me from watching it. Don't let that happen this time, and let me tell you why. My goal is for this 30-minute educational mini workshop, as I call it, is to teach one concept. How do I know that it's worthwhile? Well, over 32 years of working with investors, coupled with hosting a daily radio show, allows me to see what investors are doing right with their 401k plan and what they are struggling with. With the threats of risk all around, wouldn't it be nice to know you have a strategy in your back pocket to help you fight off risk with your retirement? The ability to protect your retirement accounts is the missing piece. I want to invite you to a 30-minute webinar that will be held at 11:30 on the 7th of May and the same webinar at 12 noon on the 9th. Today, I believe that managing risk could be the most important aspect of managing your retirement plan. Come and join me. Register today at www.prudentmoney.com.
Luck and coincidence are popular terms, but they're not terms we'll find in the Bible. Learn how God's providential grace deters or sees us through disaster, and learn how David was protected even when his faith gave way to fear. Join us this week on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. here on 91.3 KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know that I do appreciate it. And if you got a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. And what you'll find at the website, besides a place to ask questions, you'll also find information on tomorrow's webinar, and you can sign up on the website and join me tomorrow at noon for 30 minutes, and talk a little bit about what's going on. And if you have a situation that requires more than just a few emails to get taken care of, you can always go to the calendar and book some time, and we'll have a phone call, talk a little bit about it. And no, there's no strings, no costs or anything. It's just a way to get information. All at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Talking about what's happening with the consumer. Now, I want you to keep in mind something. And that is, the consumer makes up two-thirds of economic growth. So as far as the economy goes, the consumer is so extremely important to a strong, healthy, functioning economy. And boy, I don't see that being the case. So let's go through some statistics. This is one that is kind of amazing. If you remember, savings accounts back during the pandemic went from something like 4 or 5% to 35-37%. People were saving money. Of course, they weren't going out to eat. They weren't spending money like they normally do. They were saving money. And it's estimated that they say that the consumer saved collectively $1.2 trillion in savings during the pandemic. $1.2 trillion. Now, remember, $1 trillion is a million millions. 1 million millions. I know, it makes my head hurt too. Today, that savings account is negative. They spent all of the money that they had saved back. Now, I don't know I would have to really sit and figure it out, but the numbers, what that comes out to per consumer, is a big amount, let's face it. Gone, spent. I talked to somebody today that was extremely concerned about trying to make a decision. Do I go ahead and just retire? I got laid off a year ago. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we had a great employment situation. We'll talk about that. And her concern was she's almost spent through her savings. And I'm starting to talk to more and more people who are without a job. Now, how in the world could that be? Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this many, many times. The unemployment number is the most manipulated number that is given out as an economic indicator. It's a joke. And I don't even think remotely, it doesn't even remotely reflect, I don't think, what's going on. And I've been watching these numbers for a long time. So here is, and I'll give this will give you a good example. The Department of Labor, and I talked a little bit about this last Friday, but the Department of Labor announced, which they do the first Friday of every month, the prior month's employment/unemployment report. And they suggest, they reported that the 175,000 jobs were new hires. They have a tweak, though, that they either add or subtract from that number. It's called the birth-death ratio. And the birth-death ratio says, you know, the Department of Labor missed this X number of jobs. We think this number of jobs should be added to the total. And that will be the final number. So, yeah, you're not hearing wrong. The government is estimating part of this number. Now, to be fair, that could be a subtraction or a positive addition. Well, okay, keep in mind how things are these days. 366,000 jobs, they estimate that the Department of Labor missed. How can you miss 300? This just dawned on me, is that how do you miss 366,000 jobs? That's insane. It's unbelievable. If you take 365,000 jobs, 366,000 jobs, and add it to you add it to the equation, that means we had a negative number of 191,000 jobs lost, not 175,000 jobs created. If you took away that 366,000 positive jobs that were added to the number, to make all these numbers work, it would mean that the original initial number would have been the negative 191,000 jobs lost. I can't make this stuff up. So what is the real employment rate? And then I found, I was looking, reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit earlier, and there is a article from the Wall Street Journal podcast entitled, "Why Some People Still Can't Find Work in a Strong Job Market." And it says, unemployment remains near a 50-year low, if you believe what you're being told, and about 8 million positions remain unfilled. Yet, many people say they've hit a wall when trying to land a job. They tell me they're getting ghosted by hiring managers who suddenly feel like they have the pick of the litter. Some also gripe about seeing the same job listings reappear over and over on a company's job board. One of the things that I've learned through the years is that when things are out of balance and things don't add up, which they don't, there's a whole new truth in reality that's hanging in the balance that we're going to find out. Just doesn't make any sense. The next report that came out today, credit card use. Now, it is clear to me that credit cards are being used as a way to pay for living expenses and then to deal with inflation. And credit card use for March they estimated it would be $14.8 billion. Well, it came in at $6.3 billion. The lowest level since April of 2021. People are getting to a point now where they're, and I got to tell you, until we get through this, because I think on the other side of this is a healthy, robust economy when we get up back on the right track. But the day of going to the department store, I know that sounds so old-fashioned, doesn't it? In charging a card that you can't pay for the clothes, you're going to have to carry debt at 35%. I think they got to be over with. And that's what we're seeing. So the next thing that we see, this is a Bankrate.com statistic, delinquency rates at highest levels in almost 30 years. Due to vehicle costs and steep inflation, auto loan delinquency is at its highest rate since 1996. Those are kind of the last things to go, is the car, because people need that and depend upon that. Now, you know, it makes me wonder if it's a situation where they don't really need the car because they can use Uber. I don't know. But the bottom line, an analyst said this in this article. He said, more data needed before making sweeping statements about the health of the consumer. What else do you need to come to the conclusion there's a little bit of a problem with consumers today? And that translates into the economy, which translates into stock values, which is why I'm going to be talking about what I am going to talk about tomorrow at our webinar. So go sign up for that, prudentmoney.com, and we'll be good to see you there. This is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith. Have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.